Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Mid Prairie High School Principal Jay Strickland about the new dates for Mid Prairie's graduation and prom celebrations. I don't have too many questions on the graduation stuff. I'm just doing a lot of update stories on kind of what's going on with prom and graduation for area schools. And Mid Prairie was the last one on my list. So what's kind of going on with that?
Well, right now we've set a date for June 20th for prom and then June 28th for graduation. Kind of like you said, I mean, we're still kind of monitoring things and monitoring the situation and trying to decide, you know, exactly what we're going to do for both of those events. I think we're looking at trying to do our traditional graduation ceremony either in the gym or on the football field possibly. You know, I don't know. Again, we're not sure. Social distancing at that point, what that'll exactly look like. But, you know, we'll obviously adhere to those guidelines. And, you know, I don't know if we'll have to limit the number of people that can attend those events either. So, yeah, for graduation, that's kind of where we're at with looking at those two venues and possibly having two separate plans for that. And then, I think for prom, we usually do a grand march, a dance, and post-prom. And so I don't know if, you know, maybe we would just do the grand march and post-prom and not have the dance. Mm-hmm. I think the dance would be a little harder to control with social distancing than the other two. Mm-hmm. So, and we did survey seniors and parents, and we had about 100, I think we had 111 responses, and out of those 111 responses, 83 parents and students wanted to wait until June so that we could do more of a traditional ceremony. And then we also actually had them vote on which of the prom events they enjoy the most, and mm-hmm. by far Grand March was the most popular one, followed by post-prom, and then the dance was actually pretty low. So, you know, my plan would be to take our graduation plan and, you know, share it with the county health department and get some input from health officials as well before we finalize anything.
Right, because, I mean, I think at this point, you know, it's just kind of up in the air with what the governor is going to announce and what those kind of guidelines.
Yeah, it's very, very up in the air, which makes it really challenging, but I think we're definitely set on doing graduation on the 28th at 1:30. So we're just, you know, we've got a couple different options. And, you know, we also have to think about if we do try to do something outside, we want to have a inclement weather plan as well. Mm-hmm. So,
right. It's just all up to the point of how many people can or cannot be there.
Yeah. Yeah. And we'll, whatever is recommended from, you know, the state and our county health department, and we'll follow that to a T. So yeah, I think it's a lot, well, still some unknowns, but I also think it's nice to put some things out there. I think if prom, for whatever reason, if the guidelines are not going to allow us to do something for prom on June 20th, then we probably will not reschedule that for mm-hmm. anything later than that.
Right. And it's unfortunate, you know, but it's for the best of the safety and the health of the kids and staff
and
everything.
We have to take that in consideration as much as I want people to enjoy those events. Mm-hmm. You know, we want to keep people healthy and safe too.
Yeah. So I guess let me ask you, you know, you talked about, you know, those surveys that went out to the kids and to the parents and a lot of them wanted to wait till June. Is that kind of what they're happy with? You know, I know that it's still kind of an unknown if that, you know, get to that point and that might not happen. Were they kind of happy with that decision?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I haven't heard anything to the contrary. I mean, obviously, you know, as things have been canceled in the spring, then now things will, you know, are slowly starting to get rescheduled, you know, for the summer. And so I think, you know, there are some, we realize we may miss some people by, you know, postponing it. And that was obviously not our intention. And mm-hmm. so I'm hopeful that we, you know, that everybody's able to participate. But I know that, you know, my own kids are involved in a lot of activities and things. And I know they're, you know, in the next couple of weeks, it's possible, depending on what happens, mm-hmm. That some of those could start being rescheduled. And so it's just a challenge. I think now you have all these different groups and people and activities that are in schools for that matter, that are going to start trying to schedule some things. And mm-hmm. it's a challenge, but yeah, I think the parents were pleased with that. I mean, again, I think when you look at 83 out of 111 wanting to wait and try to do something, you know, similar to our traditional ceremony. I mean, that speaks pretty loudly to us.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with Mid Prairie High School Principal Jay Strickland. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.